Swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of She's Got Time. This is episode 27. I'm your host, Swing Cash. As we say at the top every week, thank you all for joining us. I know you could be anywhere else, but we appreciate you circling back to She's Got Time. So, y'all know how we do at the top, the week that was our rewind. It's really been exciting for me. I've been taking y'all through this journey that I've been on, transitioning from New York to New Orleans, new job, new opportunity. And for the last couple of weeks, my family and I have been in Vegas. The NBA Summer Leagues have been going on. So it's been really fascinating to kind of be in another place, not on vacation, but working and still have, you know, your husband and your son and balancing kind of that work-life balance we always talk about here on the podcast. I've thoroughly enjoyed my experience, my timing so far. Everyone throughout the whole NBA family has been amazing. All of the fans, colleagues that have come up, not only congratulating me, but wishing me well and success. And so I just wanted to send a shout out to all of them because it has been not overwhelming, but just a lot of love. And a lot of times when you're pivoting, whether it's in a career or you're going into a new space, you always want to know that people are not just rooting for you, but have positive energy. And that's what I've been feeling out here in Vegas. And people are excited, not just, I mean, obviously, for me making this transition to the Pelicans, but they're excited about the NBA as a whole. I think that's what's been so fascinating. I had an opportunity while I was in Vegas to really go back to kind of my TV roots, and I was able to go on the bounce with my girl Stephanie Reddy and also my brother Caron Butler, that also played at UConn and also has championship himself in the NBA. But it was fun to kind of be around the people that you work with for a number of years and still be able to talk hoops, but for them to also be happy with not only your success, but you kind of moving in this other direction, in this space that you've always talked about and hopefully can impact in a certain way. So yeah, shout out to Keith and Nia and Kev and Morgan, all my people over there at Turner. I didn't get a chance to see Liv. I know she was on break, but from makeup to hair, everybody, Tara, like, you all have been unbelievable. Eric, it was nice to just be able to spend some time with you all at Summer League and catch up. And I'm looking forward to the NBA season. So yeah. And just another thing about Summer League, people always ask me, a lot of moms will write in and say, well, how does it work with, you know, your child and balancing that? One of the things that we did that it was really fascinating to me, and I wanted to share with some of you moms, and dads that are out there whenever you go on vacation, because a lot of times when you have young kids, you usually take them on vacation with you. And I tell my husband this all the time, and we were kind of discussing this at one point. When you're on vacation, it's not necessarily always a vacation when you have a young child, because you're still doing the same things that you would normally do if you were at home. So if the kids waking up early, you're getting them food, you're getting them ready. So what we decided to do was to find someone in Vegas and really vet somebody that could be a resource for us, that could also act as not just a babysitter and a nanny, but that would engage our child, be able to do some of the things he likes to play with, bubbles, or whether it's read books or color, but keep him on kind of a schedule that he has when he's back at home. So we actually decided to do that this time. And we were able to get a young lady who came in, very nice, quiet, but understood what our scheduling was. And it allowed me to be able to feel comfortable going to work, for my husband to work from the hotel, or for him to do any type of meetings that he needed to take and still be able to feel like productive parents. So I would suggest you look into that if you're deciding to possibly go on vacation or be with a family member. Or if you're not, taking a family member with you, you should look at other resources, because it really, really just was another support for myself and allowed me to really dive into kind of my job and take meetings, whether it was late, early in the morning, just different time zones, obviously being here out here in Vegas. But that was a resource, and I want to just kind of just share that with you all. So I don't want you all to think like, man, Swin always has it together. No, it's a lot of preparation that goes into planning. But you know, moms and dads, we do that all the time. When you have kids, it's better to be proactive than it is to be reactive. And so that's one of the things I learned about myself that's really, really important, that really has helped us out. And my son Saint has been thriving. I don't know if you guys have been following on our social media, my husband and I, but you will see he's just enjoying himself. Now the heat a little bit much for him and my hair, but overall it has been a nice ride so far out here in Vegas. So the topic I wanted to talk to you about this week, I was actually reading an article on entrepreneur.com and it was really, really fascinating. I said, you know what? I have to share this with our followers on She's Got Time because I found it really fascinating. And it's one of the things that I know I had to get stronger in as I'm transitioning to a different role that will probably bring this type of decision making to my desk. And a lot of times, one of the articles I was reading, it was called The Need to Regain Your Sanity, Learn to Say No. Now, how many of us struggle with that, right? The ability to say no to not only family or friends or people that you know, but the ability to say no in your job, because it's natural that people want to be pleasers, especially when you're in a leadership capacity. A lot of times you want everybody to be happy. You want to give people what they want because you want them to be successful. But when do you learn to say no? Because no is the right answer. And I always say this a lot of times, people don't realize, just because somebody says no, that doesn't mean it's infinite. Sometimes it means no means delayed. It can be delayed until a later time, right? One of the things in this article that I was reading, they gave kind of four different steps, and it was talking about just, have you ever been in a situation where your boss or someone's come in and said, hey, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. And immediately, because you want to please them and you don't want conflict, you say yes, but you don't take the time to think about, how does this affect kind of my path? How does that affect my job? How does it affect me being successful to not only complete the task at hand, but to also be able to have growth within it? And so it was really, really, really dope article. And if you get a chance, you should read it on entrepreneur.com. It was really fascinating to hear. One of the things they talked about, number one, was the flat out no, right? So people, a lot of times, they come and ask you a question. They don't want to just hear no. They want to know there's a reason behind it. So I always say, if you're going to say no and you can't do something, you should also be able to give a certain reasoning behind it so that that person understands that there was a thought process to it. I'm not just saying no because I don't like you. I don't want to do it. I'm saying no because I've went through the reasoning and it doesn't make sense at that point in time. So you should always feel like you have the ability to, if someone says no, you should let them know, hey, I appreciate the request, but at this time I can't do it X, Y, and Z. But then also, you should think about the timing. Maybe, you know, one of the second things they were talking about is maybe instead of just a no and you give a reason, you also say at this point in time, it's not doable, but let me give you some more information about how maybe down the road, if we can revisit this situation, maybe it could be a yes. So for those of you I know that don't like to disappoint people or let them down, I thought that these different steps that they're giving and talking about in this article was really fascinating. Like I said, the first one, the flat out no, you want to try to make sure you look, we don't want to hurt people's feelings. A lot of people don't want like conflict, but I always feel like being a great communicator is your best asset. I don't care what job, I don't care if it's in sports, I don't care if you're an attorney, I don't care if you're a doctor. People who build great relationships have really, really solid communication skills. Because if you communicate through anything, you're able to understand, process, and be able to move on. I always say all the time, sometimes y'all see my hashtag team we grinding, but you'll also see the hashtag when I say keep pushing, because you have to keep pushing through things. And the way you push through things is to try to understand, communicate through them. And so you get to the other side, right? All right. So number three was accept with conditions. Okay. So maybe there's a request and you can't necessarily do that, but is there an alternate request that maybe it'll be easier for you to accept that yes down the road, right? So what I mean by that is, you know, I'll be happy to like do this for you, but I think that it should happen at this time, because this time, or you know, with this department, it makes more sense. And it also allows you to say, hey, I'm going to be able to help this request to an extent, but I fully can't onboard this with everything else that I'm doing right now. So you're also kind of, it's a give and take a little bit. So you're not just a complete no, but you're giving them the ability to say, hey, I want to help you, but I can't take on this full task right now, right? It's like somebody coming up and asking you, you know what? I love what you're doing here at our company, but I really, really, really want you to go to our offices in Alaska, and you would become, you know, you'll do the same job you're here, potential to become a VP. Well, for me personally, listen, if you're asking me to move to Alaska and it's kind of a lateral type of move, I need to be making sure that this move for me works for me, works for my family. The compensation, the ability for growth is there. I don't want to just, it's a no for me if I have to move and I'm doing the same thing I'm doing right now where I'm comfortable. There's not a lot of change. You have to really kind of, I always say this all the time, y'all, you got to pray on that thing. You got to think about it and figure out if it makes sense. Don't be so quick to say yes if you haven't thought through the whole process. You need to do that. That's really, really important, all right? And lastly, one of the things we talk about is become a problem solver. You know, you offer those alternate solutions, but you also could help them think about things differently. Not always thinking about, hey, you know what? I want this to be done right now. They may want it to be done right now, but maybe they missed a step or two before that that would have helped them not even get to that question they're asking you, right? So if you're a thinker, if you're somebody that looks at kind of big picture and strategy, maybe you can give them some alternate things to think about or to help them with whatever they're trying to accomplish. And that may take a little bit of your time, but to you, it's better for them to have growth and to learn. And it's also better for the company, or it's also better for your business. And so I always say, listen, sometimes you have to learn to say no. There's a variety of ways you can say no, right? Where you're not feeling like, oh, I'm causing conflict or I'm being a problem, but you're saying it because you need it for your sanity. You need it for your own personal growth. And a lot of times we don't put that first. Now, putting your health, your mental health, your sanity, your thought processes, your mind, protecting and guarding your feelings, everything, that has to be part of your daily routine. Because if you don't, all the things of this world will really suck you in and you get consumed by it and you're not working on self. People think that when you say I'm working on myself and I'm trying to be a better me, a version of myself daily to be the best that I can be, that you're being selfish. You can be, try to be the best you, because if you're being productive and being the best you and keeping your mind right and your sanity, then you are not going to have a situation where you possibly get into a situation where you're doing so much for others, you're pulling yourself in so many directions that you don't have enough time for me. Work-life balance, talk about it all the time, y'all. We have to be about it. We have to do better, and we have to make sure we're caring about self within everything that we do, family, work, volunteering, all those things have to matter. All right, before we get out of here, y'all know what we got to do. We got to hit our take a seat, take a bow, level up, and straighten your crown. All right, so this week, our take a seat. Listen, y'all, by being out in Vegas, one of the things that I've learned, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, taxi drivers, sometimes you have to let people get in your vehicle. And if they have, this might be their time to just kind of exhale, decompress, take some notes, think about stuff. Yes, you can ask them their name, brief conversation. But if you're trying to talk the whole ride and it's a 15 to 20 minute ride, that's a problem. Now, some people may want to chatter with you. They want to learn about the city, but you should have some discernment and understand who wants to do that and who doesn't. Please, Lyft, Uber drivers, taxi drivers, y'all got to take a seat this week because y'all been killing a sister out here in Vegas. But, you know, it's Vegas, so maybe they think everybody wants to be entertained. I'm not really sure, but I've been enjoying myself. I'm not hating on Vegas. Just saying, y'all got to do better. All right, our take about this week has to go to some young people down in Atlanta called Atlanta Great Debaters. 2 years in a row, they've had success going to Harvard and being able to win the debates that are at Harvard. They have workshops that are there. And this young group called the Atlanta Great Debaters, these young men have been doing and women have been doing an amazing job being able to go down and represent Atlanta and debate at Harvard through this international debate competition. So shout out to our young people. We have to continue to lift them up. Take a bow this week. Now, our level up and straighten your crown goes to none other than our U.S. women's soccer team. Shout out to Megan Rapinoe and all the ladies with the U.S. women's soccer team winning the world championship back to back. So impressed with them. They have been living not only their best life, but they've been living out loud and showing what true representation is in our country and for women and standing up, whether it's equal pay, equal rights. They have been on the forefront of that. So shout out to all of the ladies. Now, a positive note before we get out of here, I have to tell you, our positive note this week is just to be free and live life to the best of your ability. Be free. What I mean by that is be free of all conflict, be free of all negativity. Just be free in this world to be the best that you can be, to live life in peace and harmony and live life to the fullest of your ability. Whatever it is that you want to do, be positive about it. Go out there and try to get it. Don't let this world make you feel that you're not enough, because you are more than enough, because you are living your best life every single day. Just be free and live in peace and harmony. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all joining us on She's Got Time. Remember also to go on our social media platforms and follow us at She's Got Time. You also can send us email, swinggottime@gmail.com. Remember, we care about y'all. We love y'all. We try to bring y'all these messages, but we'd like to hear from you too. So make sure you comment on our social media platforms as well. Tell us what you would like to hear and what really resonated with you this week in our podcast. All right, until next time, we'll see y'all. She's Got Time. Swing Cash. They call her Swing Cash. Peace.
Swing Cash. I call her Swing Cash.